a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Wish you better slow your Mustang
down. Oh, so the Mustang Cobra Jet, it just sounds like it should peel the skin off your face when you dump the accelerator, huh? When you mat that one, it just to set your nose to the side of your head. That's just the way it sounds to me. Now, it is time for the Woodward Dream Cruise. Obviously, if you've never seen that, I mean, the greatest rides in the world come out for the Woodward Dream Cruise. And on display this year will be the Mustang Cobra Jet to help kick it off. Jim Owens is the Ford Performance Marketing Manager joining me here on the program. Jim, how you doing?
Good morning, Steve, and thanks for having us on. Yeah, there's something to be said for the adrenaline rush that you get in the Cobra Jet when it does a mid-8 second and a top of 130 through a trap gate.
Whoa, Lord. So what's the jet part? I mean, the Cobra, the jet, what do we got going on under the hood? Let's just get to it.
So you have a 5.2 liter, and it's not the 5.2 that's in the Shelby GT350. It's the same block, but it has a cross-plane crank. And then it also, you know, as God intended, force air. We have a Whipple supercharger on there that substantially takes up not only the torque but the horsepower and gives you that feeling of, you know, like pulling at the center of your seat, putting you back into the race seat as you're doing an 8-second quarter mile.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. Absolutely, an 8-second quarter mile. I mean, you're just hauling. Of course, we don't encourage anybody going past the posted speed limits at any place in America because we want to follow the law.
Of course, yeah. No, what we're talking about, this is a purpose-built racetrack car. I mean,
I understand.
Literally. You know, Ford does not encourage, you know, driving, obviously, on the streets that way. But
right.
This car literally is a part number you order through Ford Performance that you take to, and if you think about drag races in our area, you know, you go out to Milan and you get a little ticket booth and you got your roll cage and your helmet. And that's where this is safe, where you can safely have fun and enjoy the performance and the engineering and prowess of the men and women of Ford.
So how many of these things are going to roll off the assembly line then?
Well, so these things are actually, they start their life at the Flat Rock assembly plant where
right.
Mustangs are built, where the 10 millionth Mustang was just built this past week. Then it goes to one of our racing partners, where we put in the roll cage and the suspension and the blower and then it goes through to your Ford Performance parts and Ford dealers.
Right.
And 68 of them will be there. And the reason 68 is because in 1968, 50 years ago, you know, the Hot Rodders built the first Cobra Jet, and we're celebrating the 50 years.
There you go. And so there'll be 68 in there. The 50th anniversary of the original that dominated those drag strips in 1968. For anybody that doesn't know, though, tell them, anybody statewide or listening around the world as they do, what is the Woodward Dream Cruise? Describe that thing of beauty and American muscle if you can.
The way I like to describe it, Steve, is a million of your closest friends and 40,000 of your coolest cars driving up the oldest paved highway in America for a single day event. So every piece of the car culture that you can see, you know, I'm not a Chevy fan, obviously.
I don't have
an oval tattooed any place where you can see it visually. But, you know, whether you love Chevys or Fords or Dodges or, you know, 30 Studebakers, you will see 40,000 cars parading up on 8 lanes of highway from Mustang Alley and 9 Mile in Ferndale all the way up through Pontiac.
So even if you don't like the bow tie, they'll be there. I got it.
It's a good competition, right?
You got a lot of competition
among southeastern Michiganders.
Certainly.
Whether you're a Ford, a Chevy, or whatever logo Dodge is carrying currently.
Sure. Well, when does it get rolling, as it were?
So it starts Saturday morning and ends at about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That's the official Woodward Dream Cruise presented by Ford. But you know, folks cruise up and down here. You know, basically starting in June. Last night I took my girlfriend and her son, who's a car crazy person, to the display at Cruise and Mirror where we're showing the bullet chase scene. And there were probably 500 people watching the bullet movie on a Thursday night.
Really?
In Woodward, just watching the cars go by. But it happens all day Saturday until 4 p.m.
And then, man, it's going to be a crowd down there because if I'm not mistaken, don't the Lions have a preseason home game?
Yeah, the Lions have the preseason home game. our Ford Performance headquarters is literally right across the street from the Lions. So we've been showing all the cool cars to the Lions fans as they're driving into the facility. But yeah, we're going to have a Lions game and then Woodward Dream Cruise. A lot to do for your listeners here in southeastern Michigan.
No question. And the weather, by the way, for everyone looks great. So as far as that goes, Jim, it looks like the weather's going to be good for the Dream Cruise. It'll be good for the football game. It's going to be good for the Mustang Cobra Jet. Man, you got so much going on, and I really appreciate you coming in and talking about it. If you want to know more about the Mustang, 10 million of them now that have been made, the Cobra Jet, want to read about anything, where can they go?
Yeah, if you go right on to Ford.com, we have all of our latest information on both the Mustang and the Cobra Jet release. And we're so proud of, you know, all the engineering from back, you know, way back in 1901 when Henry and his crew chief Spider Huff built the first race car that started Ford Motor Company 18 months later. We're really proud of the engineering men and women at Ford Motor Company that are producing the cars that you're going to see cruising.
Yeah, and I mean, just in my lifetime alone, in your lifetime alone, the advancements have made in cars, in speed, efficiency, safety, of course. I mean, the engineering, the minds, all the way from Henry Ford, all the way forward, the minds, the American minds that have built these incredible machines is well worth it.
Some of the things that, you know, Carroll and his merry band of hot rodders back in the 60s race, they had to be substantially better athletes than we are today.
Well, yeah.
And a slight bit crazier.
Yeah.
You know, going 160 in a 66 Shelby GT350 is a lot different than taking your Shelby GT350R to the racetrack today.
Well, you got that right.
That's the innovation that you're talking about.
A lot of those folks were hanging on for dear life, weren't they?
I've driven a couple of them on a racetrack, and I walk away for a complete appreciation for the generations before us.
Jim Owens, great having you here, Ford Performance Mustang Marketing Manager. Thank you so much, Jim.
Steve, thanks so much, and hope you have a great day, and hope we see you out here at Woodward.
Have a great Dream Cruise and a great weekend. We'll be right back.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Mom, not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt Us Kids and the